Thursday, August 25th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, CBN News is reporting posters featuring the national motto, "In God We Trust," are going up in public schools and colleges across Texas. As you can imagine, that is drawing backlash from several groups who argue the phrase is used to promote Christian nationalism. One group, the South Lake Anti-Racism Coalition, is disturbed by the precedent displaying these posters in every school will set and the chilling effect this blatant intrusion of religion in what should be a secular public institution will have on the student body, especially those who do not practice the dominant Christian life, according to a statement the group released.
So let me address what is the blatant ignorance of the charge of a blatant intrusion of Christianity by the use of our national motto. I want to be gracious in this, and I want to be respectful, but when I hear something like that, clearly the agenda of those making such statements is revealed, and the reality of an unsubstantiated accusation is just astonishingly clear. First of all, this isn't an intrusion. This is an adopted national motto. It's on a poster in Texas at schools. Well, guess what? It's all over Washington. It's on federal monuments. It's in the Capitol. It is at the Supreme Court building. You find it everywhere. And by the way, it was voted on of the people, by the people, for the people, through their representatives. There is no blatant intrusion of the, quote, Christian religion. It's a statement that this nation is not atheistic, it's theistic. This nation, by law, cannot become a theocracy. That is a nation that exists under the authority of any one religious entity. All you have to do is read the Constitution and read the First Amendment that prohibits this nation from becoming a theocracy. But it has been recognized that this federal republic is ruled by law, and that is the law of God revealed by God in creation, nature's God. And while it does not have a creedal statement of worship of that God, nor is it allowed to enforce that God, nor is it allowed to pick winners and losers in terms of religions who proclaim the reality of God. It is a nation that recognizes that you're either a religion of atheism or you're a religion of theism. And so early on, our forebears from our first president on have acknowledged that we are a theistic nation. Our Declaration of Independence begins with the liberties that are God-given, this God who is revealed in creation, nature's God. Doesn't say nature is God, but nature reveals God. Then you go to our next document, the Constitution, and four times in the Constitution, God is recognized and affirmed, as well as the content of the Constitution is clearly drawn and structured by a biblical formulation of the three branches of government that come from the book of Isaiah and the book of Jeremiah. And then finally, the Bill of Rights affirms the government's responsibility not to enforce a religion, but to enforce the protection of the free practice of religion. That means the declaration of our motto, "In God We Trust," and the debate in the public square of what that means is actually not an intrusion, it is an invitation to the public square. We invite that free practice of religion in our nation. The government cannot put its finger on the scale toward any one religion, but the government invites the free practice of religion, including atheism, which is a religion of negative dimensions in that it is a worship of what it says doesn't exist. But I don't know how philosophically you can talk about something not existing, because you can't speak of something that doesn't exist. But that's another debate for another time. But you do know that the atheist is afraid of the public debate in the public square because of the illogical and irrational foundational beliefs in atheism, starting with the most irrational thing of all, which is nothing created something, and they do not really want that debate. They simply want to religiously make that assertion and it ruled the day and do not want the challenges in the school system. Thus, they don't want to even hear the name of God. This is a motto. Where did it come from? It came from a Sunday evening worship service at New York Avenue Presbyterian Church, which was the home church of Abraham Lincoln, and his conversion to Christianity was documented in that church because it was not only his home church, but the pastor during the Civil War of that church, Dr. Phineas Gurley, was the one who evangelized and discipled him as he brought God's grace to bear upon Abraham Lincoln's life, which had begun under a Dr. James Smith back in Springfield 12 years earlier. And then in that sermon, he said that there are two things about Mr. Lincoln, and one of those things that he said about him was why he wrote the phrase "under God" in the Gettysburg Address. So what they are saying is something to be outlawed was actually uttered first and thoughtfully and intentionally by this president in the Gettysburg Address, which is a speech of a president that almost every school child was called to memorize, much less put it on a poster. And the phrase, "this nation under God," was there. And then he also said, "It is my wish and desire that we adopt as a motto for this nation that which George Washington desired as the motto of this nation, 'In God We Trust.'" And so there were two congressmen who were in that worship service that Sunday night and were so moved by Lincoln's conversion and what he said that they went back in 1954 and introduced it into the process of a law that "In God We Trust" would become the national motto and eventually directed to be placed upon our coinage, and that "under God," that phrase from the Gettysburg Address, be put into until then secular statement of allegiance to the state. That's what we call the Pledge of Allegiance, "One Nation Under God." And we were making a clear statement in the Cold War that the religion of atheism that governed Marxism was not true of America, that our freedoms were God-given, God-protected, and our government was of the people, by the people, and for the people, but ultimately existed as a God-designed provision to allow people to function together in the context of a nation. So we are under God. You are not under the government. The government is under God. Now, you can understand why Marxists hate that, and you can also understand why the culture warriors of today hate that motto, hate that poster, because they have targeted the school children for the religion of atheism and secularism, which is, quote-unquote, living outside of the eye of God. But here's the ultimate reality. A nation cannot exist as multiple cultures. We have multiple ethnicities, but the culture that makes us a melting pot is a culture that has certain sanctities and mandates and maxims, and those are revealed by nature's God. And it is submission to that God's revelation in creation that guided our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Thank you, Texas, for making use of our motto. Praise the Lord that we can get into that square and tell people about Jesus.
Let me invite you to download the Briarwood app. With this app, you'll have access to a number of great Christian resources that will assist you in your walk with Jesus Christ. Along with the audio of Today in Perspective, you can also find Fresh Bread, our 5-minute daily devotional with Harry. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources. The app is yours free of charge. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.